Hey everybody, Rob here, and before I jump on the Long Island Railroad to head out to Caroline's tonight, I just needed to set up what you're about to listen to. Of course, this is our live show from Caroline's on Broadway on a rainy Wednesday night in New York City. Of course, we do these shows at a comedy club, sometimes on the live shows, that the language can get a little rougher than on a normal episode of the Survivor Know-It-All, so just be on the lookout for that. And then I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's a great sponsor, our friends over at ButcherBox. And if you don't know about ButcherBox, ButcherBox is a way for you to be able to get high quality meat delivered to you wherever you are in the country. It's hard to find 100% grass-fed, finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, or my favorite, the wild-caught salmon at the grocery store. That's where ButcherBox comes in, and they have got $20 off if you sign up now at butcherbox.com/RHAP. We got to try out the ButcherBox. Nicole made a steak from ButcherBox, came in the big crate of stuff. Everything was frozen. Nicole made it. She said it was the best steak that she ever made. She had to come upstairs and tell me, you won't believe how good this steak is that I made, which she made for herself, by the way, I will add. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home. It's free of the antibiotics, free of the added hormones as well. Each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 meals. It's all shipped frozen and vacuum sealed, so it stays fresh. It's a no-brainer. It's the best meat shipped right to your door, which means one less trip to the grocers. ButcherBox is the most affordable and convenient way to get healthy, humanely raised meat. And with ButcherBox, you get the highest quality meat for around $6 a meal. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, now's the perfect time to give ButcherBox a try. Sign up today and get a free turkey, what? Plus $20 off your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/RHAP and enter promo code RHAP at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/RHAP or enter promo code RHAP at checkout for a free turkey and $20 off your first box. Enjoy the show.
Right. The smartest guys around are gonna break it down like they won the game a million times. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Caroline's on Broadway for the Live Know-It-All! Survivor Know-It-Alls, whoa! Survivor Know-It-Alls, whoa! Steven and Rob, without a doubt, got the game all figured out. They know it all, whoa! Survivor Know-It-Alls, whoa! Survivor Know-It-Alls! Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Cesarino and Steven Fishback!
Thank you, Brent LaBelle and the Jason Curtis Rivera. Steven,
a voice like an angel.
How are you?
Oh my God, you wanted a live Know-It-Alls. You got
we
one.
Got one. I think that's the best Brett's ever sang the song.
Yeah.
He almost got all the words right. The closest he's ever gotten. how are you guys doing tonight? Caroline's on Broadway. Thank you all for coming out tonight here in the rain. You got to feel what it was like for us on the island. Now you know. Yeah. Steven, how are you?
Oh, this is so exciting. It's so great to be here.
Yeah. Very
great
excited.
To see you.
It's such a pleasure.
I know.
Yeah.
We now live in the same city, but we're
still Steven is now a West Coaster, everybody.
Yeah.
He left you.
Yeah.
And today reminded you why you left.
Yeah. I just did it to hang out with you more, but I still only ever see you here.
Okay, yeah. Well, anytime we're gonna do it. We're gonna put that together.
Wow, that was such a smooth rejection.
Well, look, we don't need to explore this right now. We'll talk about this in counseling. Anyway, but what an episode.
That was great. I really did not know who was going home. I thought it might be Missy at the end.
I thought it was going to be Missy. I thought she was Plan Z.
Plan Z, yeah. It just goes to show you, you know?
Because I feel like technically, I feel like Missy was Plan Y.
I don't get it. Should I be getting that?
I feel like that Missy said, hey, let's vote out Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then there was a following plan, which was, hey, let's vote out Missy.
I don't know, but that plan never, like, I mean, Elaine was just like shocked and scandalized. That's in general.
There were 26 plans. That doesn't count as one.
No, but I think the first 23 plans were vote out Karishma.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, what an episode. A lot to talk about. We have a lot of friends here tonight that we're going to talk about it with. We're going to also see if we can get to some of your questions tonight as well.
That's pretty good.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an exit interview with Chelsea tomorrow.
Oh, wow. A lot of people thought Chelsea was going to win.
A lot of people here thought she was going to win.
Yeah.
But that's the kiss of death.
Yeah. And just so you know, you have Lyro for the Knowing Is Know-It-All. I have Vokai. So this is a...
This
is good for me.
good night for you on that front. And then also, we're going to have Trish Hegarty on the Recap Podcast tomorrow. And get this, Morgan Rickey is going to be on the Feedback Show.
Wow.
You know who that is?
No.
Come on,
but
Steven.
But it sounds great the way you say it. It sounds really exciting.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Steven, I guess we have to start off. Was this the right call?
It's always a question of right right call for whom.
All right,
but I think the answer is no. Right. Okay. For almost everybody.
Yeah.
So Karishma was the right call.
The Women's Alliance, we saw through the first three episodes, okay, the women were five strong. Everything that we knew about the power structure was the women had it together.
Yeah.
They were the group of five. We were talking about last week, should they keep Vince? Should that be a sixth for the Women's Alliance? This week, we see them now cannibalize one of their own.
Yes, and I mean, even last week, when they allowed Karishma to be the sort of default, you know, like Plan B, they really created a, you know, alienation there as well. So it seems like that women's, I mean, you know, we've seen these sort of like very, we saw this Women's Alliance, we saw this Men's Alliance, those both completely fell apart tonight, and they seem to kind of be making these decisions that are supposed to be for tribal cohesion, but I don't know, I mean, who does voting, you know, out Chelsea really benefit? The only person is really Missy, right? Like, who comes out ahead in that? I mean, other than Dean, of course. Yeah, Dean and Karishma come out ahead, but like, in terms of like, I mean, it seemed like it was best for Missy. So for the rest of the tribe, I thought it was a really bad decision. You know, they have so far made choices that seem to be based around tribal unity. And Karishma was, you know, pretty clearly the best choice in that regard. And we saw her in the preview next week. Like, I can't wait to flip on these guys.
Yeah, I think this tribe is the mess.
Yeah.
I think that the other tribe, when they get to, like, you know...
The other tribe is Nora. The other tribe is clearly the mess. Like, just by virtue of Nora.
It's like almost like that Nora... Yeah. Nora is sort of like the filter that, like, is just, like, sucking up all of, like, the craziness of that tribe. And it's all, like, in one place, and they know where it is. And this tribe is just, like, all over the map.
Yeah. Yeah, the other, like, Jamal is treating himself with grace. They're out, like, fishing together.
Yeah.
Do you treat yourself with grace?
Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. I want to get to so much stuff, and I'd love to bring somebody up to talk with us. One of the best know-it-all minds that we have out there, and I'm very excited she's back with us here tonight. She was with us at the very first live know-it-alls we did, which was 5 years ago this month. Can we say hello to our great friend, Sophie Clark?
Oh, my God.
Sophie is in the building tonight. She was with us in the basement of a Gotham Comedy Club. There were 75. How many people were there that night?
She said hi.
The OGs were here. You showed up.
Is this working?
So, Sophie Clark, everybody. Sophie, you came out on an October night in 2014. Yeah. You didn't know what it was going to be.
Have you been on the show yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's the knowingest?
Yeah. Yes.
For now, you know.
Yeah.
That just shows you what this operation's all about.
Yeah. And I feel like I haven't seen you since Stephen's wedding, I don't think.
No, I haven't seen you since Stephen's wedding. You know, this is 5 years is absolutely crazy. But I do think I can admit something to you now.
Yes.
Which is that I kind of had seen it before. So before I went out for my first season of Survivor in 2010, I actually watched, listened to every single one of your podcasts.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
I don't think I'd ever told you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I
was just talking about how we had never done a live show before. Oh, yeah.
That too.
Yes.
That was very exciting.
Yes.
Very exciting.
So, and you came out and you were with us. Also, Parvati and John Fincher were in the building, but I think they left before the actual podcast started. Like they were there, they saw what was going on, and they had other plans. But anyway, Sophie, can you help us make sense of this tribal council?
So I actually disagree with what you were saying, Stephen, that it doesn't help anybody. And I like to disagree with you. I think there's sometimes an advantage on Survivor, even if, on the one hand, right, you have tribe unison and cohesion, where Krishma's on the out, so why not get rid of her? But I think even some people who aren't that close with Krishma are closer with Chelsea. There's sometimes just a benefit of causing a division in the tribe. It, like, takes you from, like, an unknown place to more of a known place.
But a known worse place.
I think sometimes a known place is better than, like, an unknown place that you think might be good.
Right. Who do you think it does benefit other than, because, like, you know, Elaine's whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. She's all about the tribe cohesion. Obviously, Dean just lost his closest ally. I mean, Aaron wanted to split up that couple. So, like, maybe you could say it helps Aaron to some degree.
I think it helps people like Aaron. People who might feel like they might be a little bit on the outs, right? It puts them a notch then above Dean and probably that Canadian guy too.
Tom, can we go over real quick what the votes were for Chelsea?
It was everyone but Dean and Chelsea.
Okay. So that's Tom.
So Tom was inside that vote.
Tom, Aaron, Missy, Elaine, Elizabeth, and Karishma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in everything we saw was that, like, you know, that we saw, like, throughout the past three episodes that Chelsea was really close with Missy and Elaine and Elizabeth. So, like, they're kind of losing an ally, like, just by nature.
Yeah, but, like, okay, take Aaron, for instance, right? Maybe Aaron's being told all this stuff. He's on the inside. How does Aaron really know he's on the inside? If these people are willing, though, to betray Dean and betray the Canadian guy, that proves to Aaron, I'm on the inside.
That was Elaine's basic argument of how can I trust people that are so willing to vote out their friends so quickly? And I feel like that's sort of like the beach people versus shelter people, sort of like old school, new school idea of is the game going 100 miles an hour, or are you trying to build lasting relationships in the game? I don't know.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Which one?
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. That's an interesting debate to see, which person has the right philosophy for in this game.
It really did feel like Elaine was on one very old school side. Okay.
Sophie's drink is here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elaine was on a very old school side of, like, we have to work together as a tribe. Anything that doesn't benefit the tribe is not great for us. You had Aaron on kind of the other side. Aaron saying, like, you know, we got to play this game. We have to get bloody. Like, we need to make big moves. I kind of felt like Missy was able to toe a middle ground, where for Missy it was more about, you know, I want to keep the tribe strong, but I want to, you know, advance my interests and, like, keeping Karishma's in my interest. And at the same time, I can kind of keep the tribe in, like, a state that's beneficial to me. But what about the question of Dean versus Chelsea? Mm-hmm. Like, where do you think they should have gone in that division?
Yeah, you know, that was interesting. Like, the way it was presented earlier in the episode, you had the women saying that, hey, we got to vote out Dean because that's the showmance of Chelsea, who's our ally. And then it was also, we heard, like, the other side of the story of, like, we got to vote out Chelsea because Dean and Chelsea are the power couple. And then, you know, I guess Dean's head won't be in the game if Chelsea is around. But we see this more on Big Brother, I feel like, than on Survivor, of we need to vote out the boyfriend or girlfriend of our alliance mate to keep them in check.
It does. Whenever there is a pair, I mean, like, there's been a real, like, pair phobia on Survivor in the last couple of seasons, where, like, as soon as there is a pair at all, like, it really does seem to create a target.
It's rare. We don't have it that much on modern Survivor. I mean, I think we had it a little bit with,
Malcolm and Angie?
Cole and Jessica. I feel like that was, like, the most recent version, unless I'm forgetting one. There was, like, the Dan and Kara thing. Was that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a long time ago, Figtails. Sorry, Brett. All right. We talked to an old friend. Let's bring up some new friends from season 38 of Survivor. Are you guys okay? Are you guys ready? You guys okay? All right. Let's welcome Julie Rosenberg and Victoria Bamonde. Here, come right in.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hope you guys can stay for a while. Okay.
See how fast the drink comes.
Yeah. All right, you guys were on last season. Now there's new players out there. What's it like now watching the show again?
For me, I mean, it might sound bad, but I feel like it's almost lost a little bit of its magic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been watching since I was 5, and now I'm 25. So having played, I know like what the editing is like and what's being left out, and like watching things that would have been really cool for me, like Rob and Sandra, favorites. Now all I'm thinking is, wow, they must be so mad their edit got cut short, like because Rob and Sandra are taking up the screen time. So in a way, it's a little bit sad, but also cool to have the insight.
Yeah. How about for you, Julie?
I love it. Like, I'm not the opposite of Victoria, but I think it's super cool because I'm noticing that the two islands are the two islands that I was on. They were the Kama Beach and the Vata Beach, and same as Victoria.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Like, I'm pausing the episode every 5 seconds, like saying to my kids, oh, I looked in that spot for an idol right where she found it, or I recognized that, or that's where our shelter was. So to me, it's really cool to, like, I'm just kind of, like, walking down memory lane. So.
Do you have any tips for, like, future people looking for idols on those same beaches?
Well, yeah, I do. Because interestingly, I just said to Victoria while this was airing, I was like, do you realize how unfair it was that we had returning players on our season that played on these beaches? Because they knew exactly where to look for idols. We were digging like 4 feet down in the ground.
We did look.
And it's pretty obvious now where I'm seeing, you know, where Chelsea found hers. Pretty sure that's where one of the idols Rick found was. So it's, you know.
So vote out the returning players.
Well,
that's
for sure. I mean, did you not watch our season?
So, do you guys have any thoughts about how tonight's vote went down?
We were going back and forth just based on like what the edit started off with. I was like, it's going to be Dean, because Dean's had nothing this whole season, right? And now this is like Dean's episode. So I'm like, I felt like it was going to be Dean, but at the end there, I felt like you guys felt. I thought it was turning onto Missy because she's got a lot of power going to her head, and we all know that that never goes well for someone. I didn't know if it was going to be Dean or Chelsea. I had a feeling Karishma was safe based on how sad she was.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being sad on Survivor.
Yes, thank you.
Missy.
Good point.
So if you're in that women's alliance, like who are you gunning for? Like you're on the tribe, you know, who do you think your target would be, like of what you've seen so far?
I mean, if I want to say that if I was in that women's alliance, it would have been Dean if I had a strong feeling that Chelsea and Dean were pairing up and we could lose her to someone else. I think I would have gone for Dean. I'm a little bit confused, like you guys are, why someone like Elaine went for Chelsea as opposed to a different option. And if the whole point with Missy was that she didn't want to get rid of Karishma because she was part of the Women's Alliance, why suddenly flip and get rid of Chelsea?
I think
valuable.
She might have wanted to get rid of Karishma. I feel like that. Otherwise, why not just do that? Because she didn't want to get rid of Dean. She was like that. She wanted to get rid of her because she wasn't pulling her weight.
That was what I didn't get. Is like the reason that they didn't vote out Dean was because Elizabeth and Elaine were not on board with it.
Yeah,
and so like, wouldn't Chelsea be even worse? So it really did seem like they just ran out of time. And like the last thing that anyone heard was Chelsea. So they're like, I guess it's Chelsea. Like that's basically what they said at Tribal Council, right? Like they just ran out of time.
Julie, I've been saying this for a while. I feel like that in Karishma's case, the best thing you can be is the obvious target.
What?
Right?
Why are you asking her that? You know,
you get to
say.
For Karishma, it was like, I think the best thing in her favor was that everyone's that's the easy vote.
Well, no, so I was surprised that it wasn't Karishma, because I definitely was thinking there's going to be a tribe swap. It's going to be like, you know, two teams of eight next week. split, and that she's going to be the first one to jump ship because, mm-hmm. you know, she's
you
not...
You know about jumping ship.
I do. She does not, you know, she's not bonding with any of these. So why... I agree with Steven. Like, I feel like you were saying, like, why not get rid of her? Because she is not going to stay loyal to any of them once the tribe swap comes. And that, to me, would have been the easy vote, even though I get it, like... She's the easy one to keep. She's not a threat. I get why they kept her, but at the same time, I think I would have voted her out.
Okay. Let's talk about Nora.
Finally.
We love. Victoria, how do you think Nora did selling...
Does anyone follow me on Twitter?
Her story to the tribe.
That was like the worst sense.
I loved it.
She's hilarious, and I love it for entertainment value, but that was horrific. Like, there were so many other ways to go about that. And she was, the lie was horrible. The pitch was horrible. Like, she got so far off her course that they sat her out completely. Like,
yeah.
I want to say in defense, were you going to?
No.
I thought it was really clever the way that she kind of like made up it as a rule. You know, I don't think I've ever seen that before. Someone say, "This is a rule in the game. You can't go against that."
Yeah.
I don't.
It couldn't work. But before we even get there, can we just back up to what she agreed to? The advantage was that you, if this gigantic lie works, you can block one person's vote at the next tribal council, which is like the least significant advantage you can possibly get on Survivor. And if you lose, you lose your vote, which is, you know, there's some consequence there. But you have to spend all of this social capital to make this lie work, where you're like potentially the goat in the blindfold challenge that you're probably going to get voted out if you end up being the caller and lose anyway. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll do it. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know what I was going to say. I think she's great. She's obviously very entertaining. I thought this was one of the funniest episodes that I've seen in a long time. So I really like her. But I sometimes wonder, like, I don't know what the travel time is on that boat back from the Island of Idols to your camp and how much time you actually have to make up a story. Because, I mean, it's pretty obvious now they're not allowed to tell what's going on at that island. Like, I don't think they're all making up the lie. I feel like they're not allowed to tell, right? I mean, do you...
That's what it seems like, yeah.
So it's like, how much time does she have after she, you know, you forget. They're not sleeping, they're not eating that much, and you're exhausted. And, you know, she did the best she could, and it was very entertaining to watch. So it's like, I don't want to just, you know, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I want to go back even further to the tribe actually agreeing to send Nora to the island of the island.
Yeah.
Like, that seems crazy to me. Like, she's their default vote. Like, she's the most erratic person. Like, why would they let that person go?
But isn't that an easy
go?
Target? It seems like Vince was a target once he went. You're assuming they're going to have some advantage or idol. And if she's the easy one to leave the group, and nobody else wants to leave the group. Like, I think we've all learned, don't leave the group.
I'm not sure that tribe knows about that Vince went to the island of the Isles, and that's why he got voted out, that there was a name picked,
right,
and then
right.
It wasn't revealed, and then Vince was gone,
but
and then
know.
Back for the
I'm
challenge.
We know.
We know, yeah. Right. So, I don't know how that came to it. I wonder if that maybe there was some thought about that this is just like, okay, well, whatever it is, we'll just freeze her out. But, yeah, if she's the easy vote, it is crazy to let her go potentially go get an idol.
And for Kelly, are you...
I was just going to say, we saw like Tommy's train of thought with like he wants to make himself less of a target, so he didn't want to go there because it's called Island of the Idols. So there could be an advantage, and some sort of target is now on you. You've separated yourself from the group. You're not a part of the strategy, and you could be getting an advantage. So I'm assuming that them showing Tommy's train of thought, that was most people's line of thought. So
we got
send someone who wants to go.
A lot of different perspectives of that trial, like a lot of the reasons why. So I guess that maybe that they were trying to show us that like everybody was like really playing it tight.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I'm not going to, you know, jeopardize my position. Let's just send Nora out there. And I'm so glad that they did.
but from Kelly's point of view, right? What Kelly said was, you know, it's really important who goes there. This is going to be a person who's like able to blow up my game, or she could be my new ally. Like, for either of those things, nor as the absolute worst person to do it. Like, if I were Kelly, I'd be like, you know what? Actually, let's make this a vote. You know, like, or like, if you're in the controlling alliance on that tribe, you want someone from your alliance to be the one going.
Yeah, but how much do you want to like really like stick your neck out to say, well, I object. Let's do it a different way. You know, it's sort of like nobody wants to sort of like take charge and say it's like a group decision.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they gave them the bag to randomly pick. It was such a cop out. Like, make survivors make choices.
Do
Why
you
not?
Even feel like that bag has everyone's name in it?
Oh, that's like getting into like Big Brother veto speculation.
Oh, I don't watch. I've never seen Big Brother.
You're not missing much.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
If I were the producers, I would definitely fill every bag from both tribes with the name Nora. You know, just like.
No, you think it was eight ping pong balls that said Nora on it. Yeah.
I can tell you if that bag was on our season, Joe's name never would have been in it.
Okay. They would never send Joe to the Island of the Idols? Mm-hmm. Why? They would love to see.
Or only Joe.
Joe, I've been
or
hearing a
Joe.
Lot
well,
about
maybe
you.
It was all Joe.
Well,
maybe
I
it was
hear
all
they're
Joe.
Working on a third statue. Yeah.
I love Nora meeting Rob and Sandra.
Did she know who they were?
I'm not sure.
Why do you not think so?
There was a handsome man on the beach.
Yes, yeah, handsome man.
I think that the producers were like, this is who they are. Don't embarrass us.
Yeah. Well, I think that I agree. I think that she might not have known who they were because when she met them, her response was, oh, I definitely know who you are. That's literally what you said, what you said, and that's not what you say when you meet somebody that you know who they are. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, everyone else had like a panic attack. Like Vince cried, and like she was like, okay, yeah. Like I vaguely recognize them. So
Yeah. I also thought when Rob went through all the different ways you can persuade somebody, which was nice. Good to know.
Yeah. That's a useful skill set.
Yeah.
Which persuasion tactic do you use?
I like
fear?
This for that is my favorite. As that's when you have something that somebody else wants, and then you trade it with them to get what you want. That's this for that.
I like guilt. You know, like, oh, fine. That's fine. Keep that for yourself. Whatever.
But Rob explained the whole story with Lex from Survivor All-Stars. He went through the whole thing.
And you know, some people would even say that Lex had the last laugh because then I didn't get his vote.
And then she literally laughed in his face. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do. Like, Lex had the last laugh. Like, he had it, not you. You don't get to come in 16 years later and then have it. She laughed in his face.
Yeah. Poor Eric Reichenbach, though, right? You know, like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Every opportunity, they're like, how do we work in the Reichenbach clip?
Yeah, they really dragged Eric. Poor Eric. How many times does he have to go through this tonight? The whole giving the necklace from Suri talk to him.
I don't love the flashbacks ever. Like, I just feel like it's a time suck. Like, like you're watching players that are there now, and that's who you want to see, and that's who you want to get to know, and you want to hear about their game and see the strategy, and I just am not a fan of the flashbacks.
We got a rare Yule flashback, though, so that was nice. I'm a big Yule fan.
I am, too.
Yeah. Lots of flashbacks. How come we didn't see any flashbacks from The Edge of Extinction?
Do we need to?
Yes. Okay. Anything else that you guys saw tonight that you want to call out?
I'm worried for Missy next week. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
I feel like this was building up Missy to be a big target next week. And
I feel like it was just like a decoy for tonight. Like, I don't know if she's
getting
trouble.
A lot of power going to her head. And if they think, well, I guess we're swapping tribes, so I guess we never
know. Right, I think,
but, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That speech with about Karishma, like, you know, don't get too comfortable. You're getting lapped.
Yeah.
Like, that was not a great look.
No, that's not nice. I don't like when they're not nice.
Okay, be nice out there, survivors.
Yes, don't be that
nice. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Victoria, Julie. Okay. All right. Let's talk to Brett LaBelle and Jessica. How you doing? Good?
Good.
Okay. What was worse, the rain tonight or when they had to evacuate you guys in Millennials versus Gen X?
That was a cyclone, Rob.
Yeah.
It was way worse than
this. This was a bomb cyclone,
yeah,
I believe.
Considering I almost was blinded because of that cyclone.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
That?
Old Jessica Red Eyes, we used to call her.
Yeah.
That's right. They were pretty bad.
So why did Chelsea lose?
Oh, that's a question that's... I can't answer tonight. I was specifically told by David Bloomberg, I cannot tell you why Chelsea lost. You will have to listen to our podcast.
What was he? He's the only one that knows?
Find out.
Yeah.
They both know.
Yeah.
They're just not sure.
We'll walk you through that, I promise.
Listen, Larry and I will say whatever we want about the drunk tag, so we'll give you anything you want, buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I wanted to say that Jessica, they was talk tonight about, like, hey, this is Russian roulette. What's going to happen tonight? Mm-hmm. We don't know. It could be anybody. I don't think that was the right parallel. What happened to you? That was Russian roulette, right?
Yes.
That's all the names
100%.
Are in the bag. Somebody's going home. We're pulling a name out of. I mean, that's what Russian roulette is. This is like there's a plan. Some of us know what it is.
Yeah.
It can't be literally anybody.
And that I really do agree with that assessment. Brett was part of that Russian roulette, too.
I was.
I saved his ass because I picked first.
Oh.
Hey, yeah. She didn't have to pick. She could have voted Hannah. You never would have been there.
And then I would have gotten voted out soon after. But
hey, I told you we could work together. We did at one point. We got along very well in the beginning.
Yeah. I know. We did. But the next time, Brett. Next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Okay.
No, but I do think that nobody goes in there with a Russian roulette plan when you're voting someone out because you want to know who you're actually voting for.
Right.
You know, so you can't go in there and pretend like nobody really knows what's going to happen. It could be anybody. No, because there is a majority of you that knows who the vote is going to fall on. Absolutely. So you can't. I don't think that's a good description at all.
Just to belabor the metaphor, I actually think, like, for the purpose of that afternoon, like, the whole afternoon was Russian roulette, right? They each had their gun in their, like, to their head at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
They each clicked the trigger, you know, and then whoever had the gun, you know, when it was tribal council.
This is getting dark now.
It is dark.
It was such a dope day. Now you've taken it to a weird place.
That was a dark tribal, though.
Yeah.
It really was. There was a lot of very... I do think that Missy got a little bit scary, and I do agree that she shouldn't have gone down that path with Karishma. If her whole idea of I'm going to save Karishma because she's a vote I can use later
in my pocket, yeah.
Why are you alienating her at tribal council?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good play at all.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that. It was brought up the Figgy and Taylor, and it was a live know-it-alls. Who was here that night when Figgy got voted out? And we saw a showmance broken up, and it was Figgy who paid the price.
Yes.
Here's Chelsea. Jessica gets voted out before Cole. Why is the woman always have to go home before the guy in these showmances?
Wow, there you go, Rob.
I thought it was Queens before Dean.
That's right.
I will say this. I was part of the vote for Figgy. There was a reason to pick Figgy over Taylor, and it really was because of performance in the challenges.
Mm.
So that's really what it boiled down to. And also, Figgy was a little bit more of an unknown when it came to the people on the other side. I know that the tribe she came from, there wasn't a whole lot of love for Figgy. So there was a lot of tension there where I thought Taylor was someone that we might be able to utilize because he had relationships with people from the other tribe still that were positive and beneficial, so that we considered that too.
Do you think there was any part of Aaron targeting Dean that was like he wants to be the guy who the girls are crushing on? You know, like I always wonder in these situations, like is that at all possible? Like that happened on one of my seasons where there was a gentleman who was involved in a slight showmance with a lady, and one of the other gentlemen was jealous that it wasn't him. And I'm not talking about myself, but does that ever play into it, or like just like subconsciously, you know, like you want the other top dog out?
Look, if you, if you watch 21 seasons of Big Brother, you would see this happens a lot.
Yeah. Well, we found it on Millennials vs. Gen X. Zeke voted out Chris because he couldn't deal with the love that Chris had for me. And Zeke was starting to have feelings, so... Trying to tie it in, folks. You know what I mean?
Brett, what do you think of Nora?
I love Nora because Nora should have gone out first. No, hear me out. No, but I do love, like, she's great. She's great. I mean, she's great for TV. And but she was, I mean, if anyone ever asked if there was people who were cast to be first vote, God, it's got to be Nora. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you, the longer she stays in, the happier I am.
She's going all the way, right? Like, she's all the way to climax.
Well, she gets to the merge. Her stock shoots up, you know?
Absolutely. Listen, and for any future Survivor players, you need to start thinking about the person that is just going to get carried to the end, because they're just going to be that third person who everybody wants to bring to the end with them, because they should have gone out first, or they should have gone out early. The longer they stay in... Absolutely, their capital is.
Jess, we took care of our Nora, didn't we?
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that, but
you had a Nora.
No, never mind. I'll shut up.
Comment on that.
But isn't that also
a thing? It's a thing.
No, isn't that also a reason to vote out Karishma here? Like, you know, she's got to be in that position too, to sort of.
Yes, absolutely. You have to be mindful of the swap. Everyone forgot about the swap this week. I mean, they totally didn't think. We were thinking about it all the time.
It was always on you. Everyone's like, it's coming.
Elaine was thinking about it. Elaine's got it on her mind.
Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, I think it's a bad call.
Just to go back to the Nora as the caller thing, why not let Nora be the caller and then vote her out if she fails?
That would have been an interesting play. But what if, I mean, if everyone knew she was lying, maybe there's more to the lie that if she's the caller, she's getting something if she's the caller. Maybe they worked through that too as well, because she wanted to be the caller so bad.
Yeah, but she could have played that. I mean, she played that horribly. Yeah. Yes, we all saw. But
also, can I, that the reward is very confusing also, because it's like, if you go to the tribal council, you get to cancel somebody's vote.
Right.
But she would only go to the tribal council if she lost the challenge. Mm-hmm. So she had to sort of like shoot the moon of be the caller, lose the challenge,
it's like
somehow
Adam's.
Not get voted out, take away one person's vote, and all that for what?
It was like Adam's challenge when in our season when he could steal the reward. It's like
that's not an
advantage in the game. That's a disadvantage.
And now she's lost her vote, but she didn't go to tribal council. So is it she loses her vote for the next tribal council? Because that's not the way that it's operated. Like Ron Clark didn't go to tribal council; his advantage expired.
Yeah, I assume it's literally for the next. Like it would just be too much to keep track of, even just like logistically. Like if we finally had one,
I think it's done. Will you say no? You say he's gone. I'm looking at David Bloomberg. Like
is that a part? Is this the ruling?
There's a voice of reason right there.
That's the producer.
He's made the decision.
Yeah, I don't know. That is one thing that it's like very hard to follow. Like I need like an infographic right now of what advantages are still active in the game. Who has what?
I thought it was smart of the tribe to sit her out, right? Because like they forced
that was
the
amazing.
Lie. They forced the lie, right? Because she said it's a rule. So it's a rule that she has to be the caller now. Right. By sitting her out, like the tribe like tested that, you know? Like if it was a rule, it wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah, but a lot of drama does come from the caller. Like we did a similar challenge on that season and there like Hannah literally had a panic attack on the side of the, you know, because she was supposed to be the caller, and then Jay said, no, you're not going to be the caller. It actually causes a lot of drama. So it's actually kind of interesting that they picked that challenge to be the, you know, where she would have to force herself to be the...
Hannah wanted to be the caller?
Yeah, I'll tell you
that
about
that. That would have been horrible.
I'm probably going to get a text after this is over from Hannah.
What are you telling everyone?
You're going to have a caller.
Sorry, I had to go.
Well, why did Rob and Sandra, why did it matter to them if Nora was the caller, Stephen?
Yeah, you know, they're invested in who's the caller.
They had to come up with something. So they're like, ooh, here's an idea. She needs to be there. There could have been so much more. You're right. She could have sold that in such a different way. Completely different way. Like, hey, listen, like, I know what the challenge is going to be.
and I have to be the caller for what, I mean, because if you make me the caller, we get something as a tribe. Make it about them.
Yeah, but then if they won, what would they have gotten?
I don't know. That's the problem. Yeah.
I think CBS thinks she sold it perfectly, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's good TV. That's what that was. That was good TV.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else that you want to share about the episode?
Well, you know, it's funny because I just really resonate with what Julie was saying about how like
nice.
Being out on the beaches and like seeing the same beaches you're on like brings back memories. And I remember seeing those two cuddle right by the fire. It just reminded me of Chris trying to cuddle me by the fire every day on the same beach. And it was so nice, you know, bring back all to those days. You know what I mean, Rob?
I not really. Nobody ever tried to cuddle with me. But Brett, it's so great to see you.
It's so good to see you. Thank you for letting me sing. I'm sorry I screwed it up. I get so nervous, Rob. You come up and sing next time.
You're going to get it one of these times. We're going to keep doing it.
And
one day you're going to get it. And you're getting closer and closer.
I'm so close, folks. I'm so close.
Yes. Yes. And Jessica Lewis, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
No, thank you, Rob. Beers are on Jordan Kalish.
Listen to YX Lost,
yes.
Please.
We will explain it all to you on our podcast, I promise.
This is
great. You guys are fabulous. It was a wonderful episode, but there's a lot of things to discuss. Further discussion is needed.
And if you want to know nothing about Survivor, listen to In the Drunk Tank.
Larry is right here, everybody. Okay. All right. Let's welcome up another duo. They came up from Philly to see us after hosting us last time in their city. Please welcome the great Wendell Holland and the host of the Purple Pants podcast, the freakiest freak, Bryce Isaiah. How you doing, buddy?
What's up,
baby? Baby boy.
Boy.
Well, I just want to start off, Steven, Rob, I know y'all. Hey. That's my Nora impression.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know who you guys are.
I know who
y'all
are.
Yes. Okay. How your trip up here was easier than your trip to South Africa?
Woo. Buy a donkey, baby.
Yeah, we got my boy Joey Hatch. He drove us up. Thank you very much, Joey.
Yeah.
I like your sweatshirt.
If you haven't been listening to the Purple Pants podcast, listen to the episode where Bryce took voicemails and told the story about your arrival at the airport in South Africa.
I apologize for that, guys. I got some negative feedback about our after-flight experience.
Well, it was the New York Part 2 experience today, too, but wasn't me.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Bryce, I noticed in the challenge that somebody was making, like, bird call noises.
I heard it, too.
Yeah. I think somebody was trying to, when Elizabeth was trying to call for the other team, somebody on the Purple Tribe was making that noise. It was Tommy. Yeah. I've never seen that. Somebody's doing, like, special effects to throw off the other caller.
That's a Bryce Isaiah original right there.
I listen. I'm signing up for fourth grade tonight. Teacher's pet. Period.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Right. Karishma said that she Chaos is a ladder. She's like the little finger of the season. Do you see her as a little finger?
I mean, I don't know if I see her as a little finger. But a finger maybe kind of sort. I don't know.
She almost cut off a finger last week. She has a little finger now where one of the other fingers used to be.
I can't.
What's the move? Like when that boat shows up at your camp, you know, like what should you do? Like what's the correct strategy for that tribe? Like you've dealt with a mysterious island,
and a lot of times you had to decide, oh, who are we going to send? How are we going to pick somebody? And a lot of times it just resorted to, oh, well, just pick the name out of the bag.
I thought it was a. Well, are you referring to the?
Picking
Chelsea or
no sending somebody
sending
to
Nora.
Yeah,
in my well in Ghost Island, it was like it had to be unanimous or it was a rock draw.
Yeah.
So this time I thought it was hilarious how they edited it with everyone saying like, "I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I mean, I shouldn't go for this reason." And then your girl Nora's like, "I'll go."
Yeah. And when you had the opportunity on that family visit, right? Somebody had to not get the family visit for the opportunity to go to Ghost Island. You were very quick to say, like, to volunteer, right?
Yeah, but that was also later in the game. It was like top, I don't know, maybe 8 or something like that. So at that point, you're like sprinting to the end. Whereas this early in the game, when it's still tribal lines and whatnot, I don't know. You don't want... I wouldn't want to be the person on that island. I know that.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Jamal did not consider it.
I would say the same thing. You got an idol. You could go and win another idol and just play your idol. I was so surprised that Jamal was like, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, go.
And he clearly doesn't mind, like, being away from the group. Like, when they're all on the raft together, he's, like, going off and looking for his own idol.
Right. And he already has an axe to grind because they, you know, he wasn't with the vote because he was asleep. But I'm just
don't
saying.
Don't sleep on 39,
okay,
bro.
Okay. Don't sleep on Kagiyan, period. But I just was so surprised that he did not volunteer himself to go because it's like, you have an idol. You could possibly get another idol.
So... Bryce, if you were there, would you have went?
I mean, this would have been this the fourth episode, so I would have been there. So I don't know what would have happened. I'd have been at Ponderosa drinking a cocktail, so I don't know.
So, Bryce, I've been following on your Twitter that you have a new favorite survivor this season.
I mean, you know, unfortunately, I am as Wendell says, I'm a survivor thought, you know. And so,
do you say that?
I do not say that.
You don't? Joey, he don't say that.
Some of us listen to the Purple Pants podcast. I've heard you refer to other people as such, but... I don't use that term.
But, sorry. What's that? Oh. Whew.
I don't know.
Whew. And listen, this is another thing real quick while we up here. CBS, run me my check. It's not Plan Z, it's Plan Zaddy. Okay. Okay. Somebody at CBS listens to the Purple Pants podcast.
It's the Purple Pants.
Hey, it's the Purple Pants
podcast. You better unwind. You better get some box wine.
Ooh.
Are you going to tell everybody who your new favorite survivor is?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Chile, I was asleep. Wait, so unfortunately, you know, every year comes somebody new. And, you know, unfortunately, Underwood had to go. But, I mean, you know, it's still Underwood. sorry. But it is, what's the last name? Meredith.
You guys know who that is?
It's Aaron. Listen, thank me later. Pay attention.
Okay. All right, you have one person.
Yeah, I thought like
Allie. Yeah, Allie Lash. This is one fan.
Listen, y'all all need to go back to fourth grade, okay?
Bryce, what did you think of the vote tonight to vote out Chelsea?
I actually thought it was really smart, and I happen to have to disagree with a lot of people up here. I think that Missy came off very strong and excellent, and I don't understand why it's such an issue if Missy wants to flex her muscles. So many men do it all the time, and I think like, yes, Missy, flex your muscles, let them know you have the numbers and that you can persuade a vote, and yes, flex your muscles. I think that it's important for her to do that. And unfortunately, Chelsea, you want to lay next to Dean? You gotta go.
Do you think that this group can stay together now after this?
Absolutely not. I feel like...
No.
Is being clumsy that bad? Like, their whole problem with Dean is that he's clumsy. Like, is that bad of a problem?
Yeah, I think his thing might be that he looks very physically fit, but has not done anything.
Oh. Yeah,
like I don't know. Other than
what more do you have to do?
I guess that's a start. That's a start, but I don't know if he's bringing anything else to the table.
It's fine with me. I'll bring the table.
Yeah. Okay.
Bryce Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen.
When what do you make of Elaine?
I really liked Elaine the first few episodes. I loved watching her. Now she's, I guess she's like, she has a more secure spot than she did, obviously, the first episode. So now she's a little more, I guess, comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I truly enjoyed watching her the first few episodes.
Okay.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah.
Who do you think is playing the best game so far? Like, of what you've seen, like, who do you, like, which player or players are setting themselves up well?
I was liking watching Missy, for real. I'm like, man, like, she's doing her thing. This tribal kind of scared me a little bit for her. She seemed a little, she was going after it, this tribal. But also, like, I kind of like Tommy, too. Mm-hmm. Homeboy, yeah, I kind of like him.
You know, Stephen, we have not talked about Elizabeth, and I feel like that she's been at the center of a lot of the conversation, and I think that she's in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, whenever you see anyone running a plan past anyone, it's always, you know, it's usually to Elizabeth, or yeah. Elizabeth is the intermediary. She's almost always in the conversation.
And she's, oh, we're not voting for Tom. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
Like, what? You know, she has to sign off on all of these plans. Bryce, why do you think she signed off on voting out Chelsea?
I mean, I don't know. But I was trying to figure that out as well, too, because I feel like she is a more of a threat. I feel like I was having a conversation with somebody at this table, maybe Patrick Buttman, but I feel like that it's Elaine and Missy. They're the two powerheads at this challenge, you know, and I hope that soon we get a physical challenge really, really soon.
Okay. Bryce, I have a stack of stacked Zaddies in front of me. The 2020, who has the 2020 Zaddy calendar?
Hey!
Bryce, what's the story? Why do we have so many Zaddy calendars?
So there was an amazing rapster fan named Dan Gilius that reached out to me and said, unfortunately, he don't like the Zaddies how I like them, but he wanted to gift it to some of the rappers that came out tonight. So we've got some Zaddy calendars to give out to you guys. I don't
What do people have to do for a Zaddy calendar?
I don't really know. Maybe if you can. Who, okay. Allie got one. Allie got it.
Yeah, here, pass one back to Allie Lasher. Okay, but with somebody, people should have to do stuff.
I mean, yes. So,
we have Sophie?
Yes, so right, Sophie had one.
Okay. Zaddy calendar got for it. Sophie. Okay. All right. Well, let's figure out what people need to
I'll
do.
I'll figure it out.
All right, and we'll give some out after the show. All right. Anything else you guys want to say about the season or beyond?
I think
other stuff.
I think tonight's episode was a really good episode.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on. We're after the show.
Thanks, Jessica. Yeah, this was a great episode. I'm excited to watch the rest of the season.
Okay.
I think it's a great season so far. I'm
so really, far, so good.
So far, so good. You know, just a little less of Boston and Sandra, more of the players. I'd be happy for that. And it's hard for me to determine who's going to be the freakiest freak, because I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot to choose
from. We have a ways to go.
Yes.
All right. Bryce, listen to the Purple Pants
Purple
podcast.
Purple Pants podcast. It's a Purple Pants.
Okay. Thank you, Wendell
thank
and Bryce.
You very much.
Okay. Let me, Michelle, will you join? You want to come say hi?
And y'all know Michelle is on the hot girl calendar too.
Yes. When I asked, how are you?
Here, jump over all my stuff.
Yeah. When I asked who was here the night Figgy got voted out when we were here, Michelle raised her hand. That was the night that Aubrey proposed to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes, here, take yes. this. Take this.
Okay.
Okay, did you want a Zaddy calendar?
I would love okay. one. Thank
happy,
you.
Happy to help. Okay. Michelle, how are you?
I am good. I'm less drunk than I was the first time, so that's a feat.
Is it better or worse this way?
I don't know. Yeah. Verdict's out. We'll see.
Verdict's out. What have you been enjoying this season?
I have. I honestly didn't really go in with any expectation. Okay, Bryce, put it away. Gawk.
Oh,
you
are in the hot girl summer calendar?
I'm in the lukewarm summer calendar. Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. I think it's a great season. There are some really good characters. I love a newbie season. Like, yeah. I feel like it always brings some like fresh meat to the table, some fresh eyes, some fresh potential. So newbies are always good for me.
Do you have any favorites for this season?
Oh, don't put me on the spot like that. I like them all.
Who do you like? Who do you like? Then they'll be happy.
Well, first episode, I really liked Elaine, obviously. I think we all were gravitating towards her. But Nora has been serving all of the fun this episode, so I like Nora as well.
Yeah.
Now, you obviously won, so you don't need any lessons. But what if you were there, like, what lesson do you wish, you know, for Rob and Sandra would have taught you? You know, like, what do you think is, like, the most valuable lesson that they can teach?
Look before you leap?
I don't know.
That's what Elizabeth said.
I honestly feel like this was a really good lesson. Not that she really put it into play at all or listened to any of their advice whatsoever. But I think it was the lesson of persuasion is a really great lesson, like learning how to figure out who your target audience is, how you're developing the conversation. I feel like that's a really good lesson to learn. It's all about social skills on Survivor. I believe it until the end of time that it's all comes to social at the end.
And you would have played, right? Because you're all about removing a vote. So like this is like this one was for you.
Yeah.
I'm
just like you did to Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you canceled his vote.
No, I actually would have played. I think I would have probably created a little bit of a better backstory than she did. But
what could you have come up with?
I think I just would have said, like, hey, listen, I have some input on what the challenge is. And I think I had some time to really think about how to approach this. So coming in with all of that time overnight with nothing to do but think about it, I've created some tactics. Let me show you those tactics. And then I think I would be the best caller just because I've had more prep time than you guys.
Yeah, what if you said that I got to see the course, I know how everything is, or they say, oh, good, then now we can blindfold you because you've seen it.
Yeah.
True.
I'm no fan of the blindfold challenge. Did you guys know that? I don't like it. I don't like seeing people get hurt.
Have you been hurt that way?
Only my ego.
Yeah.
Because, Steven, once upon a time, I competed in sat out of a blindfold challenge.
And that was it. That was it for you.
And that was it.
Had you played, though, it would have all been different.
And that was it. Yeah. And I wonder sometimes, well, maybe I should have forced myself to be the caller.
Right.
But I just think it would have made everybody hate me even more for me to tell my tribe, like, no, I should be the caller. Like, we don't want to hear you anymore already. So enough of that. Michelle, who else is one of your favorites this season? Anybody?
I feel like the guys of this season are really attractive. So that's been a nice change of pace. I didn't really have that on my season.
Oh, no.
Oh, the shade. Sorry, everyone.
So from recent seasons or from Ko Wrong?
No, I think just from Ko Wrong. I didn't have much to work with there.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody made the Zaddy calendar.
Definitely not. And that's
not even
in
2019,
sure.
I don't even think. Yeah, so.
See?
Oh, Joe Del Campo. Joe Del Campo. Pop Joe. Okay.
He's 74, doing well.
He's doing great. Why don't you like Elaine as much?
I do like Elaine. I think she's great. She had a really, really big first episode. And I think we all, you know, that type of attention can be, she was on the block, so she needed to have that type of attention. She had the character development, so she could take a little bit of a back seat now. And we all know who she is. We all know what she's offering. So I think it's good that other people's character is really showing through, and she'll come back. I know Elaine is not a wallflower. When it's her time to shine, Elaine will be there to give us all of the feels.
Where do you stand on the sort of Elaine versus Aaron dichotomy? Like, it's the pre-merge. Are you, you know, let's all build tribe trust. Let's, like, do the thing that's best for all of us cohesively, or are you more, you know, let's get bloody. Like, now's the time. It's Survivor.
I'm such a unified person. I want everybody to be unified, so for me, I would obviously approach it for the unification route. But I think Sophie made a good point that breaking things up and just seeing what could shake out, as long as you know that it's not going to be you who is the target of a shakeup, like seeing where people lie, and also then you're alienating people. People like Dean, if you weren't working with that person before and they were pigeonholed into this thing, creating that type of division and then bringing that person back into the fold, you can create more powerful relationships that way and bring your own value up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've just seen so many times with seasons where you just have one outlier on a tribe who brings down that, you know, that whole tribe. You know, there's, I mean, on Sophie's own season, we had John Cochran do it, right? Like, take down Savai, because he was like the guy that they never voted out, that they should have voted out.
Oh. Of course. I think we have time for like one or two questions if people want to. You want. All right, Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
Guys, I have a drink to get to.
If people want to come and ask us some short questions. Okay. All right, here comes Z. All right, Z flying in. Grab a mic. Okay.
What's up?
Yes.
All right. Shout out to Dom and Colin. This is one
Dom
of the
and Colin.
All right. Nicely shouted out.
Yeah.
True Zaddies.
Indeed.
Yeah.
This is one of the most equally distributed storylines throughout the season in terms of potential winners.
Okay.
Who do we think are the potential winners in this season?
Hey, let's not go too far down the edit rabbit hole. But
just based on position, let's say. Let's say. Like, Missy's in a strong spot. Tommy's in a strong spot.
Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Jason. Why not?
Okay.
Chelsea, right. Before this episode.
Chelsea before this episode. Okay. All right, okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, real quick, here's Josh.
Disaster for our Winter Pick, Rob.
Yeah, disaster for Chelsea.
So at the last Know-It-Alls, it was like a big thing that the last Survivor they watched was the finale of Ghost Island, make a move. So do you guys like see something that they saw in the first three episodes of Edge of Extinction that they may have been using in Island of the Idols?
Do you think they expect the edge? Are they like, oh, maybe I'm going to like walk out?
Maybe they think they're going to the edge and can win the game in 9 days or something like that.
Yeah, let's play big and maybe we won't have to go home.
Yeah.
That's why they're playing so hard.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good question to ask in these exit interviews.
Like, they must have considered it, right? Like
I suspect maybe they might have told them ahead of time, but maybe not. All right, Brent the Shower Man.
First of all, I definitely didn't know who you guys are. I definitely
okay.
know who you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this tribe that has gone to tribal council, Lyro, has been there and blindsided so many people. How do you play on a tribe that has been that scattered? How do you, as a person on that tribe, how do you play with other people and how do you make so many relationships that you're in that tribe that has blindsided so many people?
I mean, theoretically, going to tribal more, like, actually creates cohesion more, typically, right? Like, that's, like, what we've seen, like, most of the time, historically. It does seem like, with this group specifically, that's not necessarily happening. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel like that, it's a sneaky group, and I feel like that people are like, well, I don't want it to be me this time, so I got to make sure that my plan gets in there, and I'm going to pull the rug out from under somebody else. Yeah.
Every time we see like a group like set up as like, oh, it's the this group, like they're together, like immediately the next episode it gets undermined. So it does seem like this is the chaotic group. Yeah, I don't know how you'd play. You just like, you know, cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Yeah. All right. And here's Michael.
Hi, guys. So I have a question, but before I ask it, you have to unanimously agree that mine will be your favorite question.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so good for Jamal getting the idol. I'm rooting for Jamal. I like Jamal. Wasn't it bad that Jamal and Jason kind of let each other be alone on the island like that? Like, shouldn't they have been? It's weird because you want to find the idol, but like you're kind of nervous about the other guy also.
I wonder if Island of the Idols makes them all think that like that's where the idols are. You know, like maybe they are like a little bit less stressed about it because they think, well, you know, there are idols in the game. They're over there. But I agree. Like generally, you don't want to let people be alone. I mean, we've seen that over and over.
Okay. Favorite question. Okay.
Hi.
Yes.
So far in this season, we're only three episodes in, and we've already seen two people with idols not play them and get voted out. Yeah. I wonder if you guys have thoughts about, and I think they were both super fans. I mean, we know Chelsea was, I think Vince was. So what do you guys think that says about how people going to the game now might feel about playing idols? Is it an overconfidence? Can you blame Rob and Sandra for this?
Yeah. What do you think, Steven?
Yeah. I think with, you know, I mean, there are two very different situations, right? Where like Vince had an idol that was only, could only be played for two tribal councils. So it seems like whether or not David Bloomberg is right about the ruling, like that might affect how we perceive this. But I mean, it seems like when you've got like a limited term power, like you should play that faster. Like Chelsea, there was no reason for her to think, you know, she was in this dominant alliance. You know, she had her side piece. And then she had an idol like nobody knew about. Like it seemed like, you know, why? I feel like it's very different. You know, like she got unlucky that, you know, like they were saying, she was Plan Z and the musical chair stopped on her, but you know, cross your fingers. That's the strategic advice.
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. What's going on?
So my question was about Lauren because I feel like she hasn't been brought up a lot, and I like her a lot. So I'm curious to know what you guys think. So I feel like she's really likable. She has really good like perceptions of things. Like she's really has really good reads. And she's been getting everything she wants so far. So I'm curious what you guys think of her and her game so far.
Yeah, we haven't talked about her. She's been doing
didn't
awesome.
Didn't she get a fishy?
Second episode. Yeah, yeah. She's been great.
I mean, she's killing it in the confessionals.
Yeah, amazing confessionals. She was the one who kind of led that vote on the Vokai tribe. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. This is now the
You're
best
very
question.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but who got the fishy this week?
Well, you know, they said that it was because like they ran out of time, so I gave it to the concept of time. No. Missy got the fishy.
Missy, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fishy for Missy. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hi. I was just curious. Like, I've been thinking since this episode ended, is this the funniest episode of Survivor?
No.
This is up there. It's not the funniest.
Yeah.
Anything with Tony is probably the funniest.
Yeah, well, we'll ask Mike Bloom after the show. We'll work on top 20 funniest episodes of Survivor coming on July 9th. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa! Mike drop. Yeah. Okay, 10 minutes? Okay. Yes. Okay. Here, go ahead. Here. Okay.
Thank you so much, Cochran. I just wanted to know, Rob and Cochran, on your seasons, you know, obviously you learned a lot. I want to know if you were the giant statues that people got to see when they're walking on the beach, what wisdom could you impart to those people?
Okay.
I mean, definitely know you.
Yeah. I mean, I would say a lot, you know, like follow Philip up to a point, and then at a certain point, you've got to betray him.
Yeah, there's just so much in Survivor that I think it would be hard to just like crystallize it to one lesson. I would just say like just every vote, just you know, what are you doing to make sure it's not going to be you that at that particular, like always think it could be you and always be trying to figure out what you could do to undo that.
Yeah, before I played, I watched the DVD commentary of Survivor of the Amazon, and when Rob was saying, you know, the most important Survivor All-Stars. And Rob said like the most important quality is adaptability. And I think that's probably still true.
Yes, I said it or Boston Rob said
you said it in like the DVD.
I never listened to Rob and Amber's DVD commentary for the season. Yes. Okay.
I'd say that was a vanilla question, but some people like vanilla.
Yes. Okay. Anessa.
Hey guys. Thank you. Can you guys role play the inevitable conversation that happened between Nora and Kelly?
I don't improv. You're gonna have to do both parts.
I have to do both parts. Kelly is like, so, you know, that's pretty wild. Nora's like, I know. Oh, everybody totally bought what I was saying. I think that, Kelly's probably and Nora's like, you know, hook, line, and sinker. Got him.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah. I think what we'll be, I hope what we get to see is when they get back to the tribe, usually we don't get to see this in the next episode, what was Nora's reaction to suddenly being told, hey, you got to sit out, you're benched. That would be great. Okay. Thank you, Anessa.
Yeah,
okay. All right, Felipe.
Hello.
So why did they keep Dean? Because, like, he's not been great at challenges. What was their defense? Like, every single challenge they lost was he was part of the losing factor.
Yeah. It's an interesting question also because that Aaron was like, hey, let's vote out Dean. So I don't know who the voice was to keep Dean so hard.
I really just think it was that sort of like crazy, you know, crazy way that the crazy musical chairs of strategy, right? Like it was Dean for a minute. And then, you know, we saw Elaine and Elizabeth object. And so, you know, Missy was like, oh, I got another name. And then that other name was Chelsea. And then, you know, they had to leave. Like, I think, you know, anyone who's played can say like a lot of the time the plan is just at the point that they're like, okay, it's tribal council time. And then you're like, well, I guess that's the plan.
Yeah. I don't think I've said it hard enough in this podcast that I think that it was a mistake to vote out Chelsea for the women because Chelsea's plan was what? Vote out Karishma, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't like she was betraying the group.
Yeah.
You know, she was still loyal. And if you just vote out her boyfriend, where's she going to go nuts? Like, she was the one saying in confessionals, like, I'm not here for a showmance. Like, Dean was like, well, I'd consider things with Chelsea, you know. She wasn't really, like, falling for him that hard based on what she was telling us.
Yeah, and she was always talking about the sorority, you know. Like, she really clearly had, like, a close alliance with the women. I mean, the question is, like, you know, is it better... we're getting played off.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I don't think so. Maybe it was the phone. All right, but we do. Yeah.
Yeah, but what's
thank?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Then we got to start to wrap it up. Okay.
Hey guys. In this day and age of modern Survivor, you know how the tribe has to be expecting a tribe swap. So, do you think Chelsea was the right choice, or would you keep somebody who was on the outs like Karishma to ultimately go to a tribe swap?
Yeah, it seemed like that Karishma is ready to flip on everybody. It seems like that was that seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't know how close Missy and Karishma are, and I think that will like play out. You know, we'll see it in the future. Like, can Missy keep Karishma in her pocket? And if so, then it was a great decision. And if not, it was a terrible decision.
Yeah,
which is, you know, hindsight.
Yeah, and then also, you know, you have to factor in like who was in on the plan. Is Missy saying those things at tribal council because she's trying to throw Chelsea off? Like, she's throwing out all these other names. So that's the kind of stuff that we don't find out until after the season. And then it's not canon.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming out to see us tonight. We have an after party planned for you, and it's not that far away. It's at the Playwright Tavern. We picked that out just for Steven because it sounded like a bar that he would go to. The Playwright Tavern. It's very close to here. And Essa, do we have directions? All right, we'll tell you. We'll get those for you. 49th, right around the corner. Okay, we have a lot coming up this week. Well, I'm going to talk with Chelsea tomorrow. I'm going to talk to Trish Hegarty. We're going to have Morgan Rickey get your voicemails in, and then don't forget about the Wiggle Room as well on Monday. Shout out to Josh Wiggler. Woo! So. We want to also thank so many of you. A lot of the people that got tickets to this are the patrons of Robin's Podcast. Thank you so much for your generous support of this show, making all of this possible for 5+ years, Stephen.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's what I said. What a joy it is to be back here with you.
Yeah, before we go, you know, everyone, please give it up for the guy who brings us all together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Rob Cesternino, who puts so much work into these things. They always go out without a hitch. He has, like, great lines. He's a really nice person.
Oh.
You know, just all those things, all those wonderful things. Yeah.
Sunday. Hey. Thank you all for coming out tonight. It was lousy weather. You guys still made it out here, and it means the world to us. So thank you so much. I know that the people that work here also very much appreciate it if you leave this room as soon as possible after the show is over. But people are going to take pictures and do everything. But we need to get you guys into the lobby, okay? So thank you guys so much for coming out here. Thank you, Carolines. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye.